This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala asrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Respected ulama, my beloved mothers and fathers, beloved sisters and brothers, beloved and honorable youth and children, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the honor to be again in the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor, and that is that Allah has chosen us to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not Muslims by chance or by luck. In fact, Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, وَجَتَبَاكُمْ. Ye Allah is the one that has chosen you and selected you to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. وَنَشَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. We bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, and the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the Shafa'ah of Rasulullah alayhi wasalam are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So please join me in putting salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma صلي على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد فيا عباد الله, after that, O beloved servants of Allah, اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Always be conscious of Allah and be obedient to Allah. For indeed in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ. And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May Allah increase our love for the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, glory be to Allah, the one that has put in the heavens gigantic stars and the sirats, referring to the sun and the moon. And Allah is the one who has caused our nights and our days to come and go in succession. Allah says that the night comes, the days come. In other words, also, week after week, month comes, month goes, a year comes, year goes. Why? لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ. For those who want to take heed and take lessons, for those who want to reflect, for those who want to think deep. And, says Allah, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For those who want to thank Allah, 1445 is gone. Alhamdulillah, I've done much better. Or, he wants to thank Allah that Allah's given him another opportunity. Allah didn't take us away in 1445. I thank Allah that I'm still alive. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. Listen please, my beloved ones, to the words of Rasulullah عليه وسلم. The most intelligent person is a person that always keeps an account of himself. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And the most intelligent person is a person that works hard, extremely hard, for what is coming after death. What is coming after death? The qabr. What is coming after death? Standing in front of Allah, the day of Qiyamah. Those are the most intelligent people. They are working hard for what comes after death, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved ones, we are now in the month of Allah, Shahru Muharram. It is the only month that Rasulullah refers to is the month of Allah. And this is the perfect time to reflect and to think deep and to say to ourselves, another year has passed. And where am I in closeness to Allah? Another year has passed. Is Allah satisfied with me? What is my status by Allah? Is Allah Ta'ala happy with me? If Allah takes me away tomorrow, am I ready to meet Allah? This is the reason why we are in Muharram. This is the reason why we need to reflect and think deep. And this is exactly what Allah expects from us to do at the entering of a new year. So let us start with our reflections. How do I perform my salah? How did I perform my salah in 1445? Or for all the years, do I make salah with consciousness in Allah? With feeling? Or is it just by the way? Do I consider salah as serious as Rasulullah took it serious? Our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha, reported to us that the Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most loving husband and gave all his time and spoke to her and made her laugh. But listen to this. But if the waqt of the salah gets closer, then the Nabi Muhammad changed 360 degrees. It is as if Rasulullah doesn't even know me. He's going to stand now in front of Allah. Let us reflect on our sunnah salah. How do we make our sunnah salah? Just quick and finish and clear. Do we realize that the sunnah salah is going to help us on the day of Qiyamah? Because Rasulullah says, if we are short in our fard salah, Allah, through Allah's mercy, Allah will say to the malaika, look in the sunnah salah. Do we realize that the Nabi Muhammad said, any Muslim that preserves 12 raka'at sunnah salah for the day, referring to the 2 before Fajr, the 4 before Dhuhr, and most of the Muslims only make 2. 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after Dhuhr, the 2 after Maghrib, the 2 after Isha, then Allah will build a palace for you in Jannah. How many of the Salihin made not 10 raka'at extra sunnah salah, not 100, not 150, not 200, 1,000 raka'ah sunnah salah between the day and the night. A typical example is Rabi'atul Adawiyah. She used to make 1,000 raka'ah sunnah salah. I'm not saying that you and me must do 1,000, but we must do much better. When Rabi'ah, when he was asked by Rasulullah, Rabi'ah, you are doing so much for me. What can I give you? He said, Rasulullah, just give me a time to think about. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, because of your status with Allah, ask Allah that I be with you in Jannah. And Rasulullah says, Rabia, where did you come from this request? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I thought about it and I thought if you're going to give me something of this world, is this going to vanish? But that's why I'm asking for your companionship in Jannah. You know what Rasulullah said to him? No, okay, I'm going to make that dua, but you must help me. You must help me. How are you going to help me? With kathras to sujood. A lot of sujood. What's the meaning of a lot of sujood? A lot of sunnah salah. My dear ones, another important aspect that we need to reflect on is how serious do we take the advice and the guidance and the instructions of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my humble view is that we as Muslims, we don't take Rasulullah serious. For example, Rasulullah says, whosoever makes Salatul Isha with Jama'ah, then by Allah, it is as you've stood half of the night in Ibadah. And if you make Fajr Salah in the Masjid, it is by Allah as if you stood whole night in Ibadah of Allah. Now I can tell you as an Imam of Cape Town, I'm now Imam for 36 years. It is still the same amount of people coming to the Masjid. Only 3%. Okay, let me be kind. Only maybe 5% of the Muslim community, not only Cape Town, all over the world, are coming to the Masjid because the Muslims are not taking Rasulullah serious. I've just heard that we have a janazah here today. And this elderly father of us in this Masjid, he was here for Fajr. Rain or, how do you say? Raining or shining. He had cancer, chemo treatment of not chemo. He is here. He is a man that took Rasulullah serious. So what Muslim in another hadith, the Nabi Muhammad says, if you could only understand and realize the secrets and the benefits of being Fajr in the Masjid, you would have come to the Masjid even if you had to crawl to the Masjid, says Rasulullah. But it doesn't make any impact on the Ummah. But inshallah, from today onwards, all of us present is going to make a difference. Another hadith, Rasulullah says, a person that makes salah in the Masjid is 27 degrees better by Allah than making your salah at home. The time doesn't allow us, but I brought the book with of the great Imam, Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah alayhi, who was considered as a reformer for this ummah. He says, it is stupidity for a Muslim to choose one upon 27. And as I said, the time doesn't allow us. But I've worked it out. If your company says to you that you can either work from home 5 times per day, or you can come into the offices and work from office. But if you come to the office, we will give you 27,000 for every time you come in. 27,000 per day plus five times is 135,000. Now look at the other one. If you work at home, you get 1,000 per time. 5,000 for the day. And I've worked it out quickly. For the week, that person that goes to the office, 945,000 rand for the week. For the month, not a year, 3,750,000. The other person that works from home, he gets for the month 140,000. Don't look at 140,000 to 3,750,000. Do you blame Imam Ghazali to say that you are so stupid? I won't use that word. But the reformer of this ummah, Imam Ghazali said it. Jamaat Muslimin, there are so many areas that we need to reflect on, but time doesn't allow us. So I'm just going to conclude maybe with two. And the first one of the last two is, how is our relationship and connection with the Book of Allah? Are we included in the following words of Rasulullah? يأتي على الناس زمان القرآن في واد وهم في واد غيره. A time will come upon my people, says Rasulullah. The Quran will be on the one side of the world and they will be on the other side of the world. How do we fit in to the complaint that Allah records in the Quran that Rasulullah is going to say the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my people, they have abandoned the Quran. But dear ones, allow me to ask tough questions. How many times did we open the translation of the Quran to show Allah that we honor and we respect and we appreciate the greatest book that was sent to us? Just yesterday I saw a video of Yusha Evans. This is a non-Muslim. This is a born Christian. He says the first time he read the Quran, and he read Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he read Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitab. Allah says, this is the book. This is the book. La rayba fih. And there's no doubt in this book. He said it took him 3 days to read the whole Quran. Today he is a born Christian, but he's calling people to the deen of Allah. We had a lady in Portland, where I come from. She was a priest in one of the big churches in Cape Town. A long story short, she embraced the deen of Islam. She got married to a brother of Pakistan. I said to her, brother, please, you don't do what other people are doing. She said to me, Sheikh, you don't need to worry. I'm not embracing Islam because of him. I'm embracing Islam because of Allah and Rasulullah. The point I want to make is, she died in COVID. I met the brother 6 months ago, the Pakistani brother. Wallah, I don't know why he told me. He said to me, Sheikh, in the 5 years that my wife was a Muslim, she read the Quran, the translation of the Quran, 14 times. Where are we? We need to reflect. So what Muslim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us, for example, to be closely connected with the Quran. And I, because of time, Allah says in Surah Luqman, for example, and I want to ask a question, how are we connected to this ayah? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا. How are we connected to this word, to these words of Allah? Allah wants us to understand it and live it. Allah says, those people with iman, and they do good deeds, for them they are جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ. One day I read some of the tafsir of Jannatul Na'im. Your palace in Jannatul Na'im has got 3,000 doors. We've got no idea what Allah has prepared for us. And then Allah says, Khalidina fiya, you're going to be forever in Jannah. Not 500 million years. Not 500 billion years. Not even 500 trillion years forever. Wa'adallahi haqqa. Then Allah also adds to say, the promise of Allah is the truth. You know what this means? Our last reflection, and it's most probably one of the most important ones that we need to think deep about, is our preparations for the day of Qiyamah. The day when we're going to stand in front of Allah and we're going to wait for judgment. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The day when people are going to stand up in front of Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu once led the salah and he read this ayah and he collapsed because he was thinking and visualizing standing in front of Allah the day of Qiyamah. Jamaat Muslimin, allow me to say that I am concerned about the amount of hours that we put in to receive our results on the day of Qiyam al-Qiyamah. And the reason why I use that phrase, the amount of hours, because for example, here in Cape Town now, the matriculants of this year, they are putting in so many hours, and even the parents. So many hours to succeed at the end of the year. How many hours do we put in for the day of Qiyamah? We get special tutors for our children in mathematics, in physical science, so that they can pass at the end of the year. How many tutors do we get our children so that they can pass the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah? In 1992, my time is actually over, but I'm going to take another 3 minutes to wrap up. It's not enough. But quickly, in 1992, I went with the ulama delegation when the problem started in Somalia. And one day we made salah in the masjid in Nairobi, in the city center. And the people come, so many people come for dhuhr salah. So they give 20 minutes. And in the 20 minutes, one of the ulama will stand up and give advice. And that day, I was so fortunate I was there. He says, Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah? Listen to this. This is the way he translated it. And you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah. I'm going to repeat that, Jamaatul Muslimin, so that all of us can remember it. First me. Do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah? Allah has prepared the Jannah for all of us. But do you think that you're just simply going to, and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? And then he said, the day of Qiyamah, you're going to open your pages, your book. First page, Salatul Tahajjud, your name is not there. Sunnah fasting, your name is not there. Salatul Duha, your name is not there. Involving the community, not there. The Malaika asked, what did you do with all your time? So Jamaatul Muslimin, our resolutions, because that is a topic, reflections and resolutions. Quickly, the first resolution is that I would advise myself first and then your honorable selves, is that every day from day to day onwards, make at least 100 times istighfar. Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, please forgive me. And part of that meaning is, oh Allah, please forgive me for the time that I've wasted. And Allah will forgive us. Secondly, make a decision today to spend more time with the Quran. Thirdly, make a firm intention to abandon all wrongdoings. I was so proud the last time that I was here in Masjid al-Quds. I spoke about pornography and addiction to pornography. I'm so proud of one of the musallis here. That same day, he texts me. He said to Sheikh, I've got that problem. What should I do? Now that is the spirit of a Muslim. That you admit to your wrongs and you are prepared to change. I also want to say to the smokers, this is a time to quit smoking. Make that decision. All wrongdoings. Make a decision today, my dear ones, this is the fourth one, that you're going to implement the advice and guidance of Allah. You know what Allah says to all of us? Nobody's excluded. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Oh, you believe. Remember Allah and remember Allah in abundance. I haven't got the time now, but I can advise you. Almost a year ago, I told the Jama'ah importance at the Fajr family. Brothers, Allah says to us, remember Allah in abundance. When are we going to start? When I went home, I said to myself, Ibrahim, you told the people, when are you going to start? So I'm just sharing something personal because I'm speaking now to my own brothers and sisters. So personally, I decided almost a year ago that I'm going to do 1,000 times La ilaha illallah. And up till yesterday, I did it. So that is my advice to your honorable selves. And I'm sure that the committee and the trust board and Sheikh Abdul Rahman would allow me next year also Muharram, I come back just to check up and follow up who started with 1,000 times and implement the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what must mean? We end off with the best of words. Allah says to us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Oh, you believe. Fear Allah and let each and every person look into what you have sent forward for tomorrow, the day of Qiyamah. Let every person look into your preparations for the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah says again, Wattaqullah, fear Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Indeed, Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever you do. Another way to put it, Allah knows each one of us in detail. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Lastly, I just want to announce and also remind that Gaza is still bleeding. Still bleeding. And inshallah, next week, Thursday coming, we have our Palestinian program here in Masjid al-Quds. I'm asking everybody to fast on Thursday for the people of Gaza and come and break your fast here Thursday night. And inshallah, we've applied to have a march next week, 20th of July. And this time we're going to march to the American consulate, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.